CCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. There is a lot to think about when you have a new baby at home, and without wishing to add too much to that list of worries, one important thing to keep an eye on is the shape of a child's head. If something doesn't quite look right, it could be a sign of craniosynostosis. We have two UCSF specialists joining us to talk about this today, pediatric neurosurgeon Dr. Peter Sun and professor of surgery in the Division of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, Dr. Jason Pomerantz. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dr. Sun, I'll start with you. What is craniosynostosis?
Well, you know, I often start by telling the parents that the skull is actually not a sphere. It's not a bowling ball. The skull is composed of several bones that come together to allow for growth. Where the bones come together is called a suture. At the suture, as the brain grows, it creates separation and growth of that part of the skull. Craniosynostosis is when that suture is not formed and that part of the skull cannot grow. This leads to certain characteristic skull shapes, such as a triangular forehead or elongated head shape, that can cause both a major deformity and potentially brain issues by limiting growth of the brain.
So then, Dr. Pomerantz, what are the early signs that both parents, families, and pediatricians should be looking out for? Dr. Sun there talked about major deformities. Is this something that people really will notice early?
Yes, the vast majority of the time, I would say 90% of the time, this is something that a parent will pick up on right away. And this could be right at birth. This could present as a difficult birth because when one or more sutures are fused, the head is not as compressible and malleable during birth. But the deformity is typically obvious, and in some subset of cases, it's less obvious because babies often have asymmetric heads right after birth and overlapping of the bones. But majority of the time, one can notice really early.
So Dr. Sun, what happens then when a parent or a doctor notices something isn't quite right? I presume they come to you, and what are the treatment options there?
Yeah, so first the child is seen typically by the pediatrician, which will either say this is just some minor normal variation, or this should be checked out by a specialist. So we're happy to see all the babies to check out their head shapes. And then it's important to see them early, because when we see them early on, we have certain treatment options that we don't have when they get older. So early referral to us is one of the key messages.
And what are those treatment options, Dr. Pomerantz, that can be there for babies if it is caught early?
First thing is whether the baby has craniosynostosis or what we call deformational or positional plagiocephaly, where the skull is normal but abnormally shaped because of pressure either in the womb or shortly after birth. And in those cases, the treatment options are repositioning or use of a helmet that can remodel the skull. When we diagnose craniosynostosis, there are really two major treatment options and one other that we use in select cases. And the major treatment options we're really talking about now are more minimally invasive procedures to remove just the involved bone, and then let the brain drive the shape of the skull with the help of a helmet. We call that endoscopic or minimally invasive treatment versus a bigger operation where the surgeons actually remodel the entire skull and a helmet is not used afterwards.
So Dr. Sun, how unusual is that to have that minimally invasive option? Was it more common in the past to have a bigger surgery if babies came to doctors with this condition?
Yeah, I think our treatment paradigm has really shifted over the last 10 to 15 years. Historically, what we've done with an abnormal head shape is wait till the baby is about 8 to 10 months of age and take a very mechanistic view where we make cuts on the skull and set the bone in the right position. But more recently, we've taken advantage of the fact that it is the brain that drives the skull shape and it gives the skull a round shape. So instead of a large scar and making multiple cuts on the bone and setting them in the right position, what we're able to do is to make smaller cuts and just, like Dr. Pomeran says, take out the strip of bone that's causing the restriction and growth and putting a child in a helmet afterwards and allow the brain to push out the brain into a normal position. Now, this has to be done early, typically before 3 to 4 months, because we need that period of growth. If we see a later diagnosis, that option is really not available.
Are you seeing more of that among babies, Dr. Sun, these days with kids sleeping on their backs?
Yes. So since the Back to Sleep campaign to reduce the incidence of SIDS, we see that a lot more. And parents do a very good job. You know, they're very good at following directions to lay on the back of the head, which is good. But we have to remember we have to lay on both sides of the head to prevent an asymmetry or more flattened head shape on one side than the other.
So Dr. Pomeranz, then the message there to parents when it comes to just how the baby's sleeping, it's okay to sleep on their back. They should sleep on their backs, but check on them and turn them more. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very which side the baby sleeps on, which side the baby faces in the car. So car seats on the left and the right, switch back and forth, which way that you hold the baby to feed. So don't always feed on one side, feed on both sides. And that variation, if done early, will take care of any issues around positional plagiocephaly.
Okay, Dr. Sun and Dr. Pomeranz, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
That was pediatric neurosurgeon Dr. Peter Sun and professor of surgery in the Division of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, Dr. Jason Pomeranz. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.